שיר נאמבר 15. הרמב״ם says in פרק בייס הלכה ד' about דרכי התשובה, the ways of תשובה. Ways of תשובה is not only doing תשובה. What is the act of doing תשובה? That's like we learned, חרטת, I have regrets, וידוי, to express it and to say the words of וידוי, קבלה לעוסיד, not to do it no more, to accept myself, I'm not doing no more this עבירה. But now there is also דרכי התשובה. How should I live with tshuva from now on? Like the Gaon explains in the Biur HaGra al Megillas Esther, that there was the Na'ar Bor El HaMelech, and there was then Shisha Chodoshim and Shisha Chodoshim. 6 months and 6 months. He says there was a Na'ar as a Neshama from every Yid coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When is the time that the Neshama comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim. That's the time what we do tshuva. And then it's a tshuva like on everything together. But then we have 6 months and 6 months, winter and summer, 12 months, a whole year, to show our tshuva. And after the 12 months that we go in the ways of tshuva, then we come to the Melech, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, our great king, b'shleimus like it's supposed to be. The same idea says also in the Chassam Sofer. Also the Chassam Sofer says, he explains it, that the way of tshuva is the way like the act of tshuva, doing tshuva, and then there was living in a way of tshuva. The Rambam of here is not only living in the way of tshuva, living right, living and doing good, doing mitzvahs like it's supposed to be, not doing aveiros like we're not supposed to do. It's more than it. It's to live in a way that's going to bring us not to do these mistakes again. And that says the Rambam, midarkei tshuva, if you want to go in the ways of tshuva and to live with it, doing tshuva is 1 minute, but to live with the tshuva from now on is liyos hashav evedet tshuva, tzoyek tomid lifnei Hashem bevechiyu v'sachanunim, to daven on it, just to pray. And tzeoka is like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me, I need help, I know that if it depends on me, I ate from Eitz Hadas and I'm going to eat again. Yeah, the Rebar al Rebbe, the Divrei Emuna, yeah, the Zichroina Livrocha, used to say, we see a Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Adam HaRishon, why you ate from Eitz Hadas? And then he says, Ochalti, and the Medrash says, Ve'oichal oid. I ate from the tree and I'm going to eat again. So he says, that's a way of asking tshuva, that's a way of apologizing and asking for forgiveness, to say achalti ve'oichaloid. So the Divrei Emuna explains, he says, to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do tshuva is to come and say, I know myself, I know if it depends on me, no way I'm going to stand again. If it depends on me, I'll do the aveiros again and again. But I'm asking you, help me. Achalti, if it depends on me, achalti ve'oichaloid. I ate once and I'm going to eat again, from the Eitz Hadas. But I trust you, and I'm begging you, and I'm asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to live with tshuva like it's supposed to be. And that's Tzoyek Tomid Lifnei Hashem, Bevechi Uvesachanunim. The Rambam, and later, speaks about it, that even in Perek Vav, Halacha Daled, even if someone is in a situation that he did such big aveiros, that has no chance to do tshuva, and they took away from him, from Shomayim, they took away from him the possibility of doing tshuva. And there was such Rishoyim, like the Rambam explains, like Paroi and different Rishoyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from them. Vayayach beidas liboy, he made the heart from Paroi to be like heavy and stone, that he can't do tshuva. There was tefillah, and to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to ask him, he should help us, we shouldn't be in a situation for not doing tshuva. And he says, David HaMelech is always davening, Ribbono Shelam, help me, and al emes, oireini Hashem darkecho, my aveiros I did should not disturb me, should not be moinea me, that I shouldn't be in a way from derech emes. Help me, yachei levavi leiro eshmecho, ruach nediva sismecheini, let me do what you want. And don't put me in a situation that I'm going to lose the way of tshuva. So the first thing with the darkei tshuva is to daven, Tzoyek tomid lifnei Hashem, bevechi uvesachanunim. To daven on it, that I should keep on going the way of tshuva. And we see it also in David HaMelech, the one that He teached us how to do tshuva. Yeah? He's the father of tshuva. Like we know, the Gemara says, Ne'um ha-gever hu kan ol heikim ulo shel tshuva. He's the Meiri and Chibur ha-tshuva calls him Av ha-tshuva, the father of tshuva. He teached us how to do tshuva. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Lo'ichot ha-David, he was not Ro'i lo'is ha-maize. The only reason that David ha-melech came to the situation of doing ha-aveira, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't help him, he shouldn't do the ha-aveira, was to teach us how we could do tshuva. And we see him, the old time in Tehillim, davening and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me, Hoireini Hashem Darkecho, Leiv Tahor Brali Elohim, open my heart, give me a clean, pure heart that I could do tshuva and continue on living in the way of tshuva. So that's from Darkei HaTshuva, ways of tshuva, says the Rambam, the first thing, tefillah, to daven and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us to continue the tshuva way.